earth adore Him.
Oh, sing it one more time with all your heart. Give God praise.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise and worship. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's great to be a Christian, ain't it? Amen. Got Brother Colin Fisher with us here today. I just met him here a few months ago. He came down, or I should say up. I don't know. It's down. That's right. You're one of the downers. And came down here with Brother Nathan that was a little while ago, and just really appreciate it. Well, it's not necessarily our spirit, is it? That ain't why we connect, is it?
Right.
You know, some of y'all might like football, some basketball, something, but that ain't what kind of connection we're talking about. We're talking about something that started before we got here a long time ago.
Amen, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I appreciate that spirit coming from him, and just seems like a good brother. And it doesn't just seem like, you can tell these kind of things. So I really appreciate him coming out. Expecting great things from the Lord. How many knows that we serve a mighty God?
Amen.
Amen. Well, not to prolong the time, we'll let Brother Colin get up here. Let's just sing It's By Faith. Can we do that? Just sing the chorus there. You all know how that goes by now, right?
It's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith overcome. It's by faith I'll see.
Sing it again with all your heart.
Oh, it's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive.
Faces I know and some faces I don't know, but I believe we all know each other.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I just count it a real privilege to be with you all tonight, and I feel a real kindred spirit amongst you. And there's something that is, noised abroad about this fellowship here, and that's you're not afraid to worship the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You're not afraid to worship the Lord. And you know what? Jesus said, where's the nine? Mm-hmm. You come back to give me praise.
That's right.
And thank me, but where's the nine?
Amen.
Where's
the
nine? And I think he's asking tonight, where's the other
Jesus.
Nine?
Praise
but I see the one here tonight. Praise the name of God.
Praise
the name of God. While you're standing, if you'll turn with me to the book of Joshua, chapter 10, we'll get right into the message tonight, Lord helping us. Joshua chapter 10. Go to verse 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Adullam. And the sun stood still and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hastened not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. For the Lord fought for Israel. And Joshua returned and all Israel with him unto the camp to Gilgal. And one more scripture in the book of Philippians, if you turn there with me. Kings chapter 4. And verse 12. Philippians 4 and verse 12. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
Amen.
Notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For in Thessalonica you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, that we can gather in this house, Lord Jesus, as we see the days approaching, Father, as we see the hour coming closer and closer, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Father. And we're not afraid to give you thanks tonight, Lord, that you've kept a remnant, Lord. You've kept a small flock of believers all around the world, Lord God, that have no fear of falling away. They have no fear of slipping away, Lord God. We have no fear of darkness, Lord Jesus, but we have faith, a revelation from your spirit, Lord God, that you are the one that's in control of our life, Lord. We commit our words and our little service into your hands tonight. Father, you're the one that sees the needs on the hearts of your children that are present, Lord. You see the things that they've been praying about. You see the things they've been seeking you for, Lord. You see everything in the darkness, in the light is what manifests. Lord, what's in the darkness, we're asking you to come into our fellowship tonight, Lord, and meet us here in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may have your seats. I'd like to speak to you if the Lord will help me. Now, sometimes we never know what direction the Lord wants to go in, but I want to speak to you tonight on an end-time message to meet end-time needs. An end-time message to meet end-time needs, brother, sister. And here we read in this scripture in the book of Philippians that here's the Apostle Paul speaking to the Philippian church, and he's telling them of a lesson that he learned, and he's telling them, I've learned something, I've been instructed about something, and I believe the purpose of the Word of God is to instruct us. I believe the purpose of the Word of God is to show us something, and not just to have the knowledge, but to have the knowledge applied, not just to have it in our minds, but so that we can have the knowledge put to use, because when God is judging us, on the day of judgment, God is not going to look upon what we have in our minds. God's not even going to look upon the knowledge necessarily that we have in our heart. God's not even necessarily going to judge based on how much revelation we have. But God's going to judge us based upon what we do with the revelation that we have. So God wants to see us apply the knowledge that we have. And I believe there's a group of people left today that take the word of God revealed and they apply it. They take the message of this hour and they can live it, brother. That's there's people that are sitting in the shadows wondering, how can I live this word that Brother Branham's bringing out? How can I make this thing alive? I see so many people struggling the secret is to apply the light that God reveals to you. It's that simple. He doesn't ask you to do anything that you can't do.
That's right.
You believe that?
Yes, sir.
So we want to apply the word. Now listen to something Brother Branham said here in the message, the Evening Messenger. He said, here we are, the end time. Red light down.
That's right. Come on.
Flashing. Coming of the Lord is at hand.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Listen, the end time message should meet end time conditions.
Yes, sir.
Where they've got off. Now listen to what he says here. The message ought to bring it back always, he said.
Yes, sir. That's right.
The end time message meets end time conditions all the way through the scripture. It'll have to do it this time. A call back to the original word. Oh my, he said, like all the other messages. So here's Brother Branham saying, now we know something today, brother. We don't have a new message.
Come on.
We don't have some new message. We have the same word that's been here since the beginning, but we have to realize something. There's things happening right now that weren't happening when Brother Branham was here. There's things happening right now that wasn't happening 40 years ago, and we got to have a living word to tell us what to do. We got to have a living revelation to show us what steps to take, or we're not going to know what to do. The tape can't tell me what career to take.
That's right, brother.
I can't open this book and find what career or what choice to make with my life. It's got to be a revelation.
Amen.
It's got to be shown me. The word has to be personally open to me in such a way that I can know that God is speaking to me.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Is what I'm supposed to do.
Oh,
and so many people feel like that's not for them.
That's right.
You know that? So many people feel like that's not meant for them. You know, God speaks to the pastor. God speaks to the ministry. God speaks to Brother Branham. God speaks to the prophets. God can speak to anyone that has ears open to receive. My pastor, Brother Johnson, says God's not deaf. You just got to get to where you can hear him. He's not deaf, brother, sister. Do you believe that tonight?
So
we need to realize that there's an end time message to meet an end time need. And it's not a new message. But what we realize is that there are new needs. There's new needs right now. There's things you're going through now you weren't going through 5 years ago.
That's right.
There's a level of darkness now that wasn't there even last year. There's a level of darkness now that wasn't there last month. It's increasing so quickly. Open witchcraft is happening all over the place. And if you do not have the seal of the Spirit of God ordaining you to life, I don't have confidence that you're going to be able to stand in this.
That's right.
And now Jesus said, in that day, you're going to know that I'm in the Father. The Father's in me, and I'm in you. Well, how do I know he's with me? I know God sent a prophet, but how do I know the Spirit of God indwells me? He said, you're going to know. You don't have to have a question because the light will turn on. You believe the light can still turn on tonight? Praise the name of the Lord, brother. We realize we need the word to be fresh. We need the word to be alive. It's not a new message, but it has to be fresh. Yes. There is a seed that was planted with this message that now has come to a headship, and there's going to be a people that make this thing live.
Amen.
There's going to be a people that rise above unbelief.
Amen.
There's going to be a people that rise above sickness. That come on, somebody. Rise above sin. Rise above darkness. There's a people that are going to ride on top of the waves.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the waves are getting thick right now.
Amen, brother.
Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my brother, sister, let's prepare our hearts for the end time message to meet an end time need, brother, sister. Here is the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4, if you're still there with me. He says, I know, in verse 12, both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Paul came to the realization, now look, I happen to know that God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
I think some of us could benefit maybe from stepping back and realizing, wait a minute, God knows what he's doing. I don't have to figure this thing out.
That's right.
I don't have to know what he's up to know that he's in control. I don't have to understand whether he takes away or whether he gives. I've been seeking God with all my heart for this promotion, and I keep getting further from it. What's happening? God knows what he's doing. God knows, remember, what you need. We're talking about needs tonight. God promises to give you what you need. He does not promise to give you what you want.
Preach, brother.
And I have a revelation.
Come on.
If God gave me what I wanted, I'd be in a lot of trouble.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Even now, even today, as close as I feel I've gotten to the Lord, if God gave me what I wanted, man, my life would be a mess.
That's right. Yes, sir.
But God promised to give me what I need, and I am so thankful that He gave me that promise. Because, brother, the Bible says the human heart is deceitful above everything.
Amen.
You know, we're like, what's the most deceitful thing in the world right now? The devil, his demons, and it's your heart sitting in that seat right now.
That's right.
So that puts things into perspective. I don't want what I want, Lord. I want your will. Now, the bride of Jesus Christ, Brother Branham said, she has, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
She knows what He wants done with His word.
That's right.
We don't just go about, we can't be like everybody else and put on these programs and go on these trips and do all these things and get these big things worked up. But we have a calling. We have an election. We have to stay in the will of God.
Amen.
Nobody else has that calling.
Right.
On, think
Lord.
About it, church.
Amen. Thank
nobody
you, Lord.
Else has that calling that they have to stay in the perfect will of God.
Yes.
But there's a great reward for those of you that have chosen to suffer for the will of God rather than choose the pleasures of maybe the permissive will of God.
Oh,
for a
Lord. Amen.
You believe that?
Yes, amen.
Verse 19. But my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now that's a real simple verse. But think about this for a minute. Here's the Apostle Paul. It's got to take some confidence to be able to say something like that.
Sure.
It's got to take some kind of revelation. That God, I've given you my word now. God's going to supply all of your need according to His riches. That's because He caught a revelation. He's never lacking.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Don't help me preach tonight. He's never lacking. He's never missing anything. There's never a
That's
point
right.
in Paul's life where he has a need and it's missing. But Paul always has what he needs to be there. And that's all that God has promised. Remember that.
Amen. Right, brother. Come on.
Remember that. Don't forget that as the days go ahead.
Amen.
Because remember, God has a plan. God has a program. And in order for God to move, there's got to be a need for God to move.
Amen.
I want you to think
brother.
About that. Mm-hmm. In order for God to move, there's got to be a need for God to move. God doesn't just wham, I'm here, I'm going to blow you away. Here's my power. Here's my glory. Here's all. But there has to always be a need. Remember that. Here, Joshua in Joshua chapter 10. Joshua is in a battle. Joshua is hitting a wall. Joshua's at a dead end now.
Sure.
Now there's a need. See, now there's a need for God to come through. Come on, somebody. Now there's a need for God to show Himself, or I'm going to be swallowed up. See, God places your feet in positions where there has to be a need for Him to move so that your faith can be built to a level where you can speak. And the Bible says, never was there a time like this where God hearkened unto the voice of a man. I believe that God can still listen to the voice of regular sinful human beings and change the course of science.
Amen. Come on, brother. Yes.
I don't know if you believe it or not,
that's
but God
true.
Can still do it.
I know He does. Yes, He does.
God can still do it.
Amen.
See, the Bible says there was never a day like that where God hearkened to the voice of a man like that because there was a need.
Hallelujah.
Joshua was at a dead end. And here's a man born in sin like you and me, stayed
sure.
faithful to what God wanted him to do. You know, that's what God wants to see.
Amen. That's
God's
it.
Not interested exactly. in all this. All this. We're so worried about, Lord, where's the fruit?
Yeah.
Where's the fruit? I just don't see any fruit. Where's the fruit? The Bible said, don't worry about the fruit. He says, abide in me and you shall bear forth much fruit.
Yes.
And when you start showing a little fruit, then He's going to throw you into the flames for a while so that more fruit comes out because He wants to see a lot of fruit.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. Have you ever felt the flames before? See, that's the plan of God, brother. We want to see fruit. The secret is abide in Him and the fruit will come.
That's right.
How do you abide in Him? What do? I try to pray, and I get on my knees, and I just can't. There's nothing comes out of your mouth. You're trying too hard.
Right.
That's it, brother. Hit it.
How do I don't try to talk to my brother over here with some great intellectual wording. I'm just real. You know, God just wants people to be real. We don't need a bunch of fake message believers who dress the part and go home and gossip. We don't need a bunch of message believers that dress the part and go home and doubt God's word. We need people who are real. Lord, I'm struggling and I need you. Lord, there's something wrong with my heart and I need you to fix it. And if you don't, there's nothing I can do. Even the prophet got to a place like that. Where he said, if God doesn't do a work in my heart, if God doesn't do a work in my heart, there's nothing I can do. He said, I've lost something. Yeah. I've lost this thing. I've lost this love for the people now. Yeah. I've been too hard. I've been calling them Rickettas and Rickies. And he said, I've lost that love for the people. He said, unless God performs a miracle in my heart, there's nothing I can do. That's right where God wants you. Yeah. There was a need for God to arrive, and that's right where God wanted the prophet. May God speak to somebody tonight.
Amen.
There was a need, brother, sister. He said, I have learned to be abased and to abound. I wonder how many of us have learned that lesson tonight.
Come on, brother. Come on.
We feel abased and we're like, what sin did I commit?
Come on, man.
What did I do wrong?
Right.
What did Elijah do wrong when God sent him to the brook and it began drying up?
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's right.
What did he do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. This was God's plan to send Elijah the prophet here. Oh my, this is fresh.
Yes,
here is the prophet of God. He just got done revealing some mighty power to the king.
Sure
and here the king is like amazed by it. And here the prophet, he starts feeling pretty good. I mean, you would too at this point, right?
Sure.
The power of God revealed to your life like that.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Tell the king what's going to happen, and it happens, and you know, it's not even going to rain unless I call for it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a son of God. Hey, you know, you have that same anointing on you. Believe it or not, you have that same anointing resting on you. If you're the elect of God, he had that, and he spoke. And then God, okay, sends him to a dry brook. Nothing is going on. What happened to the spirit? What happened to the anointing? What happened to the power?
Preach, brother.
What happened to the gifts?
Amen.
What happened to all of this stuff? Where did all of this go? What's going on? What is taking place?
Hit it, brother.
Just a brook. A brook's not a river. A brook's not overflowing. It's just enough.
That's right, brother.
It's just enough. And here's the prophet sitting by the brook. And it starts drying up. He's like, man alive, hold on a second. Let me take a couple steps back and examine my life. Any of you with a genuine heart in that position would take a couple steps back and go, okay, what's going on? What did I do? It was all God's plan.
That's right. Yes, sir.
It was all God's plan. Remember this tonight, church. It was all God's plan. And when the brook began to dry up, and a raven began to feed him, then the prophet started learning a lesson. That God actually moves when there's an emptiness. God's looking not for your ability. He's not looking for your great thoughts or your great ability to talk or your great ability to do anything. He just wants you to be available.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
All he says. God will use a donkey if he has to. God will use whatever is available. He's not looking for your strength. He wants your availability. Lord, I'm open.
Yes.
Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Help me, Lord. He wants your availability. Here the prophet begin to learn a lesson. And God sends him to a widow woman.
Yes, that's right.
And he carries this lesson with him to this widow woman.
That's right.
And he says, what have you to eat here? And she said, you know, I really don't have much. I'm kind of running out right now. As a matter of fact, I'm about to eat a little bit and die because I'm broke.
That's it.
Right?
Sure.
But he brought this lesson with him. Give me what you have first.
That's right, brother.
Empty out a little more. You still ain't empty enough. You're still not empty enough. Empty out a little more, and then you're going to see the vats fill up. Empty out a little more. See, there has to be a need for a miracle before the real power of God will be revealed. There's got to be a need for him in order. You got to be completely empty.
Yes, Lord God.
God's going to bring his people to a place where they have nothing left.
Come on, brother, preach it.
You don't have to believe it. God's going to bring his people to a place. I'm talking about the people. There's going to be somebody who makes this word live.
Amen.
You believe that?
Yes, sir.
There's going to be somebody to make this word live, and they're going to be the people that completely empty out. And we get this idea like, well, I believe the message, so I'm part of that. Hold on a second.
Come on,
hold on just a second. See, there's 30, there's 60, and there's 100. And we don't never like to think about these things, but there's groups. There's groups. There's levels of how far you can go with God. It's not enough for me to have church.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Right. It's not enough for me to believe God sent this message and listen to it. And I got to go all the way with God. I can't stop short of living this word to the fullest. I don't want to cross over and look back at my life and see that I lived short of my fullest potential for God.
Amen.
I don't want to do that. Now, if God doesn't help me, I will. But I'm asking God to help me. I'm asking God to help me. And those who draw near to him, he will draw near to them. Brother, that's a real simple promise I'm thankful for. Amen. God knows there has to be a need. Here's Joshua in Joshua chapter 10. Can't do anything. There's a need for a miracle.
Sure. Amen.
And somehow, just... What did Joshua do? You know, what did John the Baptist do for God to fill him with the Holy Ghost in the womb? What did he do? What did John the Baptist do so God said, you know what, I really like that little infant in the womb because he's making the right choices, so I'm going to fill him with the Holy Ghost. God said, I know you from the foundations of the earth. I know the end from the beginning. I know everything about your heart. And that's why I've called you to receive the revelation of this word, because I know you're a part of this word.
Amen.
Joshua, it doesn't say what he did. We know he was a faithful servant, but something began to bubble up in his heart. I hope this is sinking. Something began to bubble up in his heart, and he just spoke. You know, that word prophet in the Old Testament comes from the word nabai, which means to bubble forth.
Yes.
Bubble forth. It's just like instantaneous inspiration.
Yeah.
It's just
God.
And you don't do anything to bring it.
Right.
You can't fast 40 days to bring God on
the
scene.
Preach.
You don't need to fast 40 days to bring God on the scene. You don't need to cry and beg and scream and shout to reach God. All you got to do is believe.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is believe.
Yeah.
Because if you're a part of that word and there comes a need for God to show up, God's going to use your mouth to fix the problem. I said, God's going to use your mouth to fix the problem.
Glory to God.
That's why he doesn't, you know, Brother Branham said, the worst thing I've seen in this world. Now, this man has seen demons
before, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. There was a time he was in trying to sleep, and this Neanderthal-looking demon came into his bedroom, and he started laughing. And he's trying to wake his wife up. I don't remember whether she woke up, but he's seen demons. But he's saying the worst thing in the world that I have seen is a complainer.
Oh my!
Is a grumbler. He said that's the worst thing I have ever seen. An old grump, an old complainer. Everything is negative.
Yeah.
It's always a problem. Why is this going wrong? Why is that going wrong?
Yeah.
Everything's always negative. Brother Brandon said, "Don't never let me be like that."
Amen.
Yes.
Because that is what the Bible characterizes Israel as being when they fell away from God.
Absolutely.
Complainers, grumblers, murmurers. Man, this word, it tastes the same every service.
Oh my, hit it. Come on, brother.
It tastes the same every service. Man, the same, he says the same thing every Sunday. Are you kidding me? Give me something new here. I need a new message.
Woo!
Good luck.
Preach.
You're amongst those who are going to be left out.
That's
because
right.
This word is alive.
Yeah.
This word is real.
Yeah. Glory to God. Preach,
praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
That's what I appreciate about the Lord. See, when we're reading these words, as Paul was saying in Philippians chapter 4, God will supply all your need. All of this scripture, one thing I really like about the Lord is His words are not filler.
That's right, brother. Glory
He doesn't just God. Speak just to take up time. That's His right. words are not filler, but every word out of His mouth is power. Yeah. Every word out of His mouth is alive and it'll come to pass. Come on, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Every word out of His mouth will come exactly to pass.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. brother.
Amen.
That's why we need to be in a position where we can hear from God.
Yes, sir.
Exactly right.
It's not just your pastor that can hear from right. God.
Amen,
I want
brother.
To tell you that again.
Preacher,
it's
brother.
Not just the ministry that can hear from God. You have Absolutely. To know. How are you going to know what God wants you to do unless you can hear from God?
That's right. right. Yeah. Preacher, brother.
I don't read in this Bible not to smoke cigarettes.
Get it, brother.
But I know I'm not supposed to.
That's right.
right?
Hallelujah.
I can't read in this Bible that Colin Fisher saved. But I can read in there that whosoever will, let him come. And I find myself in that.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
I got to get moving. I haven't even started.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So here, brother, sister, we find we're talking about an end time message to meet end time needs. Now, I want to look a few minutes at the life of Abraham. Abraham was somebody that God had called. His entire life was based upon God providing when there does not seem to be a possible way
Absolutely.
For God to provide. And now we are called Abraham's seed.
Absolutely.
God wants us in a position, somebody hear me tonight, God wants us in a position where there is no way out unless God will move.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
You look at all the people around you and you're like, God, why can't I just have that same kind of blessing
brother.
They have? You know, we spend so much time comparing ourselves
yep.
with other people.
That's right.
You know, I'm like, man, what's wrong with me? Why can't I have that blessing that brother's got over
Get
there?
It, brother.
Why can't I drive that car he's driving?
Get it. Come on.
Like you don't think that.
Yeah.
Why can't I have the house that big? Why do I have to live in this dinky little apartment? But see, God knows what you need.
Hey,
we
man.
Have to remember that.
That's
don't
hard.
Ever, if that's the only thing I say tonight, God knows
yeah.
what you need. He's
Thank
not
Jesus.
Promising
Thank
to give you
Jesus.
What you want.
Right.
But He gives you a promise.
Yes,
what
Lord.
You need will
Thank
be there.
Jesus.
Remember
Amen.
Brother Branham, when they were talking about the mysteries, and he's talking about all these people trying to figure out what the seals mean and the different revelation. And he's like, look, don't do that.
That's right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Does anybody still believe he said, don't do that?
Yes.
I wonder that sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
He said, don't do that. Just be a simple Christian. Just believe God and what you have need of will be there when you need it. We need to remember that, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Abraham's seed has to walk through the same steps Abraham walked through.
That's exactly right.
And I don't want to be like everybody else today and look upon the people who fellowship around this message and be like, this thing's dying out, man.
Oh, hit it, brother.
You know they're thinking that now. All the grumblers
yeah,
coming
exactly.
out of Egypt. I don't know about this anymore.
Oh, my.
You know, I knew the onions worked out. That stuff tasted okay. It wasn't great. But this stuff's getting old. You know, these people are dying out now. The spiritual gifts are dying out. There's not enough fire like there used to be. I want to be like Abraham. I don't want to look at Sarah and think she's dead and old.
Yeah.
But I don't want to consider the deadness of her womb.
That's right,
but
brother.
I want to believe that what God said will be there will be there. I don't need to see her youth.
That's right.
I just need to see the Word of God.
Yes.
I don't need to see all this outward stuff going on. I just need to know that that seed is on the inside. And when the hour's there for me to be changed, what I have need of is going to be there.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise
the You know, we blame each other for all the things that go wrong in the churches. You know,
come on, dude.
Well, the reason that church is dead is because the brother did this and it did
hey,
that.
Brother.
The reason this brother is this way is because it did that and I did this. And the reason why you don't look in the mirror is because you're scared of your own problems.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, what we like to do is take the mirror and shine it on somebody
right.
else. This is what's wrong with you. But we need, you know, a mirror is designed to get the stuff off of your face.
That's
not somebody else. Right? That's what this mirror is for, brother,
yes,
sister.
Lord.
So I can clean myself up. Paul's like, look, You accuse me. You examine your own selves. Examine your own selves, whether you're in the faith, whether the Spirit of Christ is in you. Amen. Don't look at me and wonder what's wrong with me. Look in the mirror for us.
Amen. Oh, my. That was good.
Amen. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
There will be somebody who lives this word, brother, sister.
Amen.
There will be somebody who lives this word. And I believe and I pray and I hope that I'm counted amongst that number. You know, the Bible says, pray that you're accounted worthy to escape the things that are coming. Now, it doesn't just, there's nothing spoken in this word that's empty. There's a reason he says, pray that you're accounted worthy, because there's something that needs to transpire.
Yes,
there's a level of relationship with the Lord that you have in order to be accounted worthy to leave here. You can't just coast through this life and hope you're right with God and expect to make the great escape. You got to know that you know that you know that there's nothing between you and the Lord. When you lay your head on the pillow at night, you got to know that I have peace with God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you got to know. Paul said, herein do I exercise myself, to have a conscience void of offense between God and with men.
Amen.
Not just God.
Right.
I know I want to have peace with God, but I want to make sure I don't offend anybody else either.
Amen.
With my words, right, with my actions, because when I do, I cause a rift, and that can build up into all kind of problems.
Amen, brother.
Right?
Thing.
I want to have peace with God and with men as much as lies within me. Sometimes division has to come. We know that.
Sure.
But we want to try to have peace. Are you
Amen.
With me today?
That's right, brother.
What
exactly
you have right. need of will be provided.
Yes, it will.
Or we can be like Sarah, and we can try to interpret the promise ourselves.
Come on, that's good.
We can try to make it come to pass without the will of God,
right,
because we're getting impatient.
Right.
Yeah.
We can try to force a revival.
Yeah,
we can
preach.
Try to force a move of God. We can try, and that's fine. And you know what? God even still today uses the fact that Hagar had a child. Because the Bible says the Chaldeans are his battle axe. Some of you don't realize that one. But they're his battle axe. When Israel gets out of line, look who raises up and starts persecuting them. Even to this day, the sons and daughters of Hagar. God used it. Was it God's perfect will? No. Right? So we don't want to try to make something come to pass, whatever God's promised you. We just want to, as Brother Branham said so perfectly, just wait on the Lord.
Amen.
Just wait on the Lord. Don't try to, you know, that's an art that's been lost today.
Sure.
Wait, just waiting on the Lord. That means come before him, empty yourself out, and just wait right there.
Hallelujah.
That don't mean I'm waiting on the Lord while I'm watching the hockey game.
Preach, brother.
That means I'm waiting on the Lord in his presence.
Amen.
I'm not distracted. I turn my smartphone off.
Amen.
I turn the computer off.
Amen.
And I'm waiting on the Lord. That's where you renew your strength.
Amen.
That's where you renew your strength. That's where the devil is fighting us today.
Amen. That's exactly
because
right.
he knows if he can get your strength away, then he can punch you in the mouth and you'll fall down. But if you have your strength, this is real simple,
Amen.
Then he can try to punch you, and it's like a joke, right?
Yeah,
right.
Amen. Glory.
He's a bluff, right?
I believe it. Yes, sir.
Your strength comes from waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
Let's not forget that, brother, sister.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
The spirit is what quickens. The flesh doesn't do anything.
That's right.
You know, we think for ourselves, the flesh profits a little bit. But the Bible says the flesh profits nothing.
That's right.
Nothing at all. The flesh, well, I got these gifts I was born with, I know about, and you know, I believe God could use them. The Bible says they are nothing. God doesn't need your gifts. You know, people say, I'm going to say something that might be controversial, but people say, God needs you. God needs you. God can't do anything without you. God doesn't need you.
Yeah, brother.
He wants you, but he doesn't need you. He doesn't need anything.
Sure.
You believe that?
Amen, brother. Come on.
But see, so brother, sister, we have to realize that the flesh profits nothing, but it's the spirit that quickens. That's
Amen.
Why we have to get in the spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Can I keep going just a little bit? If I start going over, you got to tell me, because I don't know what's going on with the time. Hallelujah. An end time message to meet end time needs. Brother, it's never been this difficult. It's never been this hard. It's never been this hard to just stay faithful to the Lord. It's never been this difficult to keep pressing into His presence. It's never been this difficult to even desire in your heart to hear from God. You know, there's a lot of people, they coast through church life, but in their heart, really, whether God moves or not, it doesn't really matter to them. Whether God is speaking or not, it doesn't really matter to them. They're just waiting for the day of the Lord, right? We're just waiting for the day of the Lord. That there's this mindset that is, can I just be real with you?
Yeah,
right? There's this mindset that has come in, has come up upon us, that's like we're gonna group together as the bride, and we're gonna stay away from everybody, and we're gonna fellowship with each other, and we're gonna leave everybody else out, and we're gonna wait for the return of the Lord while I take my candle and hide it under a bush.
Nope. That's right, preach. Come on.
While I take my candle and
that's,
I,
right.
That's the mentality. That's exactly what it is. Jesus said nobody takes a candle and puts it under a pot, but he takes it and put it on the hilltop where the wind blows. The wind is blowing. It has a risk of going out. The rain is falling. It's got a risk of being put out. It's dangerous. They said, Jesus, you're sitting with drunks. What's wrong with you? He said, you're not sick. These people are sick. I'm a doctor. Come on, somebody. Who's a doctor in here tonight?
Amen.
Let's take this light and let's do something with it instead of sitting around each other and having this little hug.
Exactly. Right.
That's an end time need.
Preach it, brother.
There are people that have never heard that God even sent a prophet.
That's exactly right.
There are people that preach the gospel that have never heard in churches right around you right now that have never heard that God has a message for this day.
Amen.
There's people that have never, I went to a, oh my, I'm going to get controversial.
Come on, hit it, brother, preach.
I went to a Baptist camp meeting.
Oh,
are you serious? I went to a Baptist camp meeting just because God orchestrated my steps like the Bible says so. So I went to this Baptist camp meeting and I'm, you know, whatever, it was dry. And then after the service, I'm talking to these pastors and they have never heard about Brother Branham. I mean, never heard about it. Think about that, church.
Sure.
See, I want you to think about this.
Come on,
we have a responsibility.
Absolutely.
Amen. We sit with the absolute revelation of Almighty God in our hearts and in our minds. We walk the face of this earth with the truth of Almighty God.
Amen.
And it is our responsibility to share that.
On,
it is our responsibility. Now, there's no rules, and you don't have to get a megaphone and stand on a corner, but you have to do your best to live this word so that other people can be, look, if you're the salt of the earth, you're going to make me thirsty.
Amen. Amen.
There will come an hour where nobody hears.
Right?
Sure.
Right.
And where are we now? That could be it.
That's right, brother.
I was just saying to the Lord the other day, you know what? Is it now? Have we crossed that line? Out of all the people I talk to and not a single person's even listening to me, where are we at right now? Brother Branham, look, it's not your responsibility whether they receive it.
That's
your responsibility to present it.
That's
you
it.
Have a pocket full of seeds. Hallelujah.
That's it, brother. Right.
We're just totally, we're going everywhere tonight. But we're going to try to go back to the topic now. An end time message to meet end time needs, brother, sister. You know, we have to just watch that stuff, those little things, those little ABCs of the word that we seem to have got so revelated that we don't have
brother.
To do anymore.
Hit it.
You know what I mean?
Exactly
we're
right.
So revelated now that, Brother Branham said, if you get around, I may be paraphrasing him a little bit, but he said, you get around a group of people that it reason away the power of God.
Absolutely.
They reason away the word of God. He said, stay away from people that do that.
Amen.
Come on.
We're living in an hour now. We have such the revelation. We no longer have to share our faith. Leave me alone because you don't have the witness of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Preach.
Right?
Right. Praise the name of the Lord.
That's right.
What you have need of will be there, brother, sister.
Hallelujah.
Anything that can possibly be shaken, we're living in the hour where it's going to be shaken.
Yes, sir.
Everything that can be shaken. Jesus said not only the earth, but the heavens also. The spirit realm now is going to get shook.
Right.
It's not just the earth. It's not your finances just alone or your job where you're going to get run into the ground. But it's now the spirit realm that's going to get a shaking. Now your faith's going to get rocked. Now your revelation's going to get rocked. You're going to see if you really have this revelation from God or not. Do you really, really have an anchor of the rock of revelation in your spirit? This is the hour we're going to find out who does and who doesn't.
That's right, brother.
That's exactly right. And the door's open for you to have it. You never have to be left out. Thank God for whosoever will. Let him come.
You
believe that.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
Let a man that thinks he stands take heed. That means, you know, you're stable.
Yes.
You know, I got this. I've got this revelation. I have this thing. You know, I really believe that God has moved in the past. I really believe the word of God. I've got this thing. Can't nothing happen to me to throw me off. Let a man that thinks he stands take heed unless he falls.
Yes.
Amen.
Absolutely.
You know, people say, it ain't never going to happen to me. You don't know that. You certainly don't want to think that. And you certainly don't want to believe that. And by the grace of God, no, it will never happen to me. Because I know a pastor in Connecticut, one of my best friends. He said, if Meta Branham rose up from the grave and told me Brother Branham was a liar, that wouldn't change nothing.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I know this thing is real.
Amen.
Because I know this message is true. And I know there's going to be a people that are going to make this thing live.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You believe that?
Yes, sir. Amen.
I got to keep going. Just bear with me a little bit. In the message, the world again is falling apart. 1963. Listen to this. He says, now we find out that the world wants their own Messiah.
Sure.
Well, that seems to be the case. We won't get into that one. You know, the UN said, I just got to go with it. He knows it. The UN said, whether he be God or the devil, we're going to accept whoever brings us peace.
Sure.
They said that. I can show it to you.
Ah.
And they mean that.
Sure do.
Because that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's right.
Whether he's God or the devil, we'll accept him. Give me a break, right? Come on. Let me stop getting so involved with politics because the Bible says they're both messed up.
That's right. Absolutely.
But here he says they want their own Messiah. Russia wants theirs. The United States wants theirs. The church world wants theirs. Each one wants their own Messiah, but they want it in the way that they can control it.
Ooh, that's it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's true.
They want it in the way they can control it. You know, some people, they just got to have the control. They just got to. They just have to be in control of what's going on. Because if they're not, man, you don't want to be around them.
Did you ever meet somebody like that?
Yes, I do. Man, if they're not in control, you better get on the expressway fast because you're going to hear some words you don't want to hear. I thought they had the Holy Ghost, right?
Yeah.
God have mercy on all of them. Brother, sister, but see what I'm saying? There's people that they just have to have control. They got to be the ones who are dictating what's taking place. And if they're not, they just can't handle it. We could really get into what kind of spirit that is. We don't need to, but we know the Holy Spirit is humble.
Amen. That's right.
Sure. You know Abraham and Lot.
Yep, that's it. Hit it, brother.
This is a perfect example. Abraham said, you know what, Lot? Pick your direction.
Yep. Yep.
Go where you want to go. I have a revelation. You know, God's going to take care of me.
That's right. I may
want to go over there. That's great over there, but you do what you want to do. Sometimes you got to separate from people that got to have their own way.
Sure.
You do what you want to do, and I'm going to go the opposite direction.
Right.
I love you a lot, but I'm going to go the other way.
Amen.
Because I know God's in control. You do what you got to do. See, that's you know, part of that whole thing right there.
Amen.
But anyway, he says they want to have control over this Messiah. If they could have, if God would send it in their own taste, they certainly would accept it. But you see, then God knew their needs.
Yes.
Listen to this. He's not promised to send us our wants and what we ask for, but our needs. They wanted a general, and they got a baby.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
See, that's what they needed. They needed a baby. What? To humiliate them. To humble them.
Yes.
That's what the self-styled church needs today, is to humble itself back again. Go to a place, there's no confession, there's no love among the people. It seems like it's dying daily. The church is cooling off everywhere. You find the revival's over, and you find a cooling off. We need... This is a prophet of God telling you what you need right now.
That's
now
right.
Put this, burn this in your heart, burn this in your spirit. We need a humiliated.
Yes, Lord. Come on, brother.
Let me just stop there and let that sink for a minute. We need a humiliated. They asked for a general. They got a lamb. God knew that's what they needed. Now, did it do any good to them? Depends on who you're talking about. But we see that God knew what they needed. They
Amen.
Wanted this general. They wanted this great power to take them over and conquer Rome and show how powerful he is. And God sent them a little baby in a manger because that's what they needed.
Amen.
And we're
yes,
looking,
Lord.
Bring it up to today,
Preach, brother.
Yeah. We're looking today for this mighty sweep to come across
preach.
The church where we'll rise above sin. We'll rise above unbelief. I hope somebody's hearing me tonight.
Come on, brother.
We'll rise above every attack of Satan. And we're looking for this mighty power. But the prophet's telling us we need a humiliating.
Yes, sir.
Because the only thing that you can take with you is your character.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter to me. You know, if you build 10,000 churches
That's
on
right.
the mission field, if you don't have the character of God, you mean very little in my sight.
Sure.
And it's the same
it's
with
the
God.
Yeah.
We can do whatever we want to do. We can, you know what I'm saying, church? We can have all these mighty things, but if that character's not in there, when you leave here, you know, Brother Branham said, you leave here now, the way you are now is the way you're going to be there.
Right. Absolutely.
Right now. Right this second, right now. If you leave here now full of all kind of perverseness,
yeah,
you're going to be full of all kind of perverseness
right.
when you die.
Amen.
Sure. You know, we're like, well, when I die, I'm really going to be righteous then. Right?
Woo.
The time is now.
That's right.
The time is
yeah.
right now to
yes,
get
Lord.
On your knees and say, Lord, purge my soul.
Yes,
purge my heart.
Amen.
Purge my spirit. Take everything out of me that you don't like so I can stand before you with confidence. And if I have need for the sun to stand still, the sun's going to stand still because I have faith. You know, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. And God speaks to those, the Bible says, that are of a pure heart. They that have a pure heart are the ones that see God. You believe that?
Yes, Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord, my sister. I want my heart to be pure.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We need to be in that position where God can just instantaneously inspire us.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Here's Joshua. Just out of nowhere. Okay, there's... Okay, what... Okay. God in flesh began to speak.
That's right.
Because we know that Joshua's words are not going to stop the sun.
That's right.
We know that no human's words are going to stop the sun from shining, because the only one who put it there is the only one that can stop it. And your words are not going to stop anything unless it's God's words. That's why he said, let the mind that was in Christ be in you.
Amen.
That's why Paul could say God's going to supply all your needs. Because
yes.
Paul got himself
yes.
to a place through the mountaintops and the valleys. He got himself to a place where his mind was the same as God's.
That's right.
That's why the Bible
the
says,
word.
Ask what you will,
yes.
and it'll be done to you.
Amen.
It's not because God wants to give you whatever you want. It's because when you get to a spot where you and God are one, what you want will be what God wants.
Amen. That's right.
You believe that?
Yes, sir. Amen.
What you want will be what God wants. Man, God, help me. I want to be there.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Am I there? Oh, no. But I want to be there.
Yes,
I want to be in a spot where my heart wants what he wants.
Amen.
Oh, yes. You believe that tonight, brother and sister.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
It all depends on whether there's a need. All throughout the Bible, God's messengers, God's prophets, God's apostles, all of the people that God ever used, whether they were ready to be used or not, wasn't what mattered. What mattered was the cry from the people coming up enough. Amen. Think about what I just said. Was the cry from the people coming up enough? You know, us ministers, sometimes we come up here and we're like, Lord, I wish you would move like you used to. I mean, I really, come on, brother, you know what I'm talking about. I wish you'd move like you used to, man. I really miss that feeling, Lord Jesus. But remember, there has to be a cry from the people. Amen. The Bible said that Jesus would have kept walking.
Yep.
Except they had
cried. Oh my, yes, Lord.
Jesus would have kept walking, but because they cried, he come back. On the road to Emmaus, Jesus pretended like he was going to keep going.
Amen.
He appeared to those on the road to Emmaus and said, what's your problem?
Yeah.
You know, in modern language, what are you so sad about? Well, where have you been? You don't want to know where I've been. Where have you been? And he's walking with them, and then they beg him, come on, turn in with us, come with us, fellowship with us. And he acted like he was going to keep going.
Right. Sure.
Does the Bible say that?
Sure did.
But because they pleaded with him, come on, catch a hold of what I'm saying. Because they pleaded with him, because they cried out, because they really let God know, he stayed.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
We can't get complacent now.
Amen, brother. That's right.
We can't get complacent. I cannot be satisfied just wondering and waiting. I got to do everything I can do to let my Father know. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. That's the seed of Jacob. I won't release your leg, man. I might have to wrestle with you a little bit. And I may walk with a limp and you might hurt me, but I'm not going to let you go till I get what I need.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
All praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Get what you need, now not what you want. I keep saying that.
Amen.
Now look, some people have likened church to a place where we come and we it's like a restaurant, we put our order in, and to an extent that's true. You know, I'm hungry, I would like a steak with some green beans and a sweet potato and some sweet pea. And I'm sorry, God doesn't do things like that.
That's right.
You know, you can put your order in, but God's going to give you manna. God's going to give you what you need. Hallelujah. God promises to give you what you need.
Yeah.
Church is not a restaurant to put your order in. It's a place where God talk to me.
Hey.
If you got to correct me, correct me. If you got to change me, change me. If you got to encourage me, whatever you want, just give me what I have need of.
Amen. All right.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You know, Brother Branham was talking about the doctors and the psychologists, and he says, you know, when you got a problem, the psychologist says, you know, you don't need the doctor because he's just going to put you on pills. You need psychology. And then the doctor says, you don't need a psychologist because he's just going to charge you and just talk to you. And what you need is this medicine. And the chiropractor is saying, you don't need a doctor. You need to have this chiropractic procedure performed because that's what's wrong with you. And he said, all of them say the preacher's a quack.
Yeah, that's right.
But the preacher's who you need.
Yeah.
The preacher's the one you need. We still need preachers today, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
See, God will give you what you need.
Amen.
I'm just ingraining that tonight by the grace of the Lord.
Jeez.
This message, you know, we think about it kind of like the old way. We're like, we want to rally everybody up. You know, if we really preach the way, am I making you tired tonight?
No,
if we really preach the way we should, you know, people would flock to the house of God and we'd rally the people together. And that is we're way past that.
That's right.
We've passed the hour where Jesus is like, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. And they went away from him.
That's
we've
right.
already had that hour. And now we're living in the hour where Jesus is talking just to his disciples,
right.
informing them what to do, what's going to happen while the rest of the world is still looking for their Messiah.
Amen.
While we've met him.
Amen.
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 That's good.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I keep going just a little bit?
Yes, sir, brother. Thank you,
Brother Branham says in the message, fellowship by redemption. Just listen to this now. He said, quit your formal worship and get into fellowship with him once.
Yes.
Just listen to this. He says, stop this going to church on Sunday and saying a little prayer every night before you go to bed and really get out and come into fellowship. He said, you'll hurry up and wash the dishes so you can get back to fellowship again. Now, that's really simple, but this is something we got to realize. See, he said, you actually want to hurry up and get this stuff done so you can come and spend time with God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
God, help us to return to that.
Amen.
God, help us to come back to that. You'll hurry up and get all of that stuff done so you can see that. If you have that attitude, that reveals that you have a right heart before God. Oh, God, help us. If you have that attitude, that reveals that you have attained the right position of fellowship with Him, where it's not a chore for me to talk to Him. It's not work for me to talk to Him. But it's because I actually, believe it or not, I love Him. I really do. I really love the Lord. I really want to spend time with Him because you know what? He's been really good to me. There's times when He should have humiliated me that He didn't. There's times when He should have punished me and He forgave me. There's times when He should have left me sick and He healed me. There's times when He should have let me fall and He picked me up. Come on, somebody. Somebody remember a time when God should have left you, but He didn't. That should make you want to spend time with Him. Wait upon the Lord and you shall renew your strength. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen to this in the message, Go Wake Jesus. He said, oh, we need a deepness of sincerity.
Yes, Lord.
We need something back. We don't need so much showmanship.
That's right.
We need the Holy Spirit living among us to where men can say, who can accuse me of sin?
That's right, brother.
Notice, not to where men can say, look at my power. Right, we know we're not like that, but he said to where men can say, who can accuse me of sin? Amen. See, God wants us in a position where God's word calls for a total separation from unbelief.
Amen.
God wants us in a place where I cannot be accused of doubting the Lord.
Amen.
I cannot be accused of disbelieving the word of the Lord. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
God wants us in that position.
Amen.
He said, sin is unbelief. The scripture said that Jesus would do such and such. He said, which of you can condemn me or accuse me of sin? And then he goes on to describe sin being unbelief. See, we want to get, can I go a little further?
Amen.
We want to get into a position where we are so in touch with the Lord that we can't possibly doubt Him.
That's right. Yes, Lord God.
We can't possibly doubt Him. That's possible.
Lord, that's it.
That is something you need to remember tonight. That is possible. You do not have to doubt the Lord.
Lord,
you do not, if you did have to doubt the Lord, He wouldn't ask you to believe. You don't have to doubt the Lord. You can fully 100% believe if you will just forsake your own understanding. If you will just not lean to your own understanding, you can believe the Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that was real simple, but we need to hear
that's
that.
It. That's the truth. Thank
to
you,
get
Lord
us
Jesus.
To a place where who can accuse me of sin? The Bible says that the pure in heart are the ones that shall see the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I've just personally got to a place where I'm really realizing I need to come back to a place where I hear God.
Amen.
Where I see God leading me. Every day. See, I just can't be content.
That's right.
God brings us through dry places as He did Elijah. God brings us through Mount Carmel moments where we see the power of God so strong and where we just go home and we're like, wow.
Right?
But we have these moments, but I don't want, look, Elijah didn't build his house in the desert.
That's right.
God doesn't bring you in the desert to build your house there. He brings you in the desert so to teach you a lesson so that when you come out, you'll have a new mindset. The whole purpose, the whole purpose is for God to change your thoughts.
Amen.
The whole purpose of church is for God to change your thoughts.
Amen.
The whole purpose of the word is for God to change your thoughts. I believe we could use a revelation.
Yes,
amen.
Lord Jesus.
Some of us could be wrong.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You ever meet somebody that they just can't be wrong? Some of us, we can be wrong.
Sure.
You know, there's some of us that need to admit to the Lord, I still need my perception change.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
I want to get to that place, church, where we catch the burden of what God's trying to do today.
Amen.
You know, Brother Branham said, he always said, I'm going to close real soon. That means I have another 45 minutes. We want to get to a place, brother, sister, where we are catching the burden of God for the hour that we're living in. Now, Brother Branham said we always look in the past. We're always looking in the future when the Lord's going to return and all this. But what is he doing right now? What's on the heart of God the moment that we are sitting here right now? I want to be so sensitive that I can hear what God wants right now.
Sure.
You know, I spoke recently about burdens. I'm just going to go with the Spirit tonight. I spoke recently about burdens. And I was talking about how all throughout the Old Testament, when God would give people words, they would call it a burden. The burden of the word of the Lord, right? The burden of the word of the Lord. The burden, because the word of the Lord is not some fluffy, aerated thing that just comes out and you know it's true and it's great. The word of the Lord has weight to it.
Yeah.
Come on now. The word of the Lord has weight to it. When God speaks, you feel it, man.
Amen.
And you walk out of there with the cross on your back. You feel the weight. And now it's not a sinful weight. It's the burden of the word of God. And what we need today is to get a burden on our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
I got to get a burden on my heart that I'm surrounded by people in sin. And I could make it, I could change that.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Hit it, brother. Exactly right.
I got to get a burden on my heart. You know, Brother Branham, I was just listening, I was just reading a tape or whatever, and he was talking about one time he was at a meeting. And he was getting ready to go preach. And Billy Paul was coming to go get him. Some of you may have heard the story. And he comes knocking on the door to get his dad so he can go preach. And Brother Branham gets up and he just feels this tug in his spirit. Some of you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
He just felt this tug. He's like, hold on, something's just not right here. He felt this pull. And Billy Paul was like, you got to go preach. And he's like, oh, something's wrong, I can't.
Right.
God didn't speak to him. God didn't give him a vision. God didn't do anything.
Amen,
but he just felt a tug in his heart.
Right.
You ever feel what I'm talking about?
Amen,
he
brother.
Just felt that tug in his heart, and he just sat there. And he said, Billy, I'm not going to preach tonight. You tell them to go out. There's probably thousands of people waiting to hear him preach. And just a little tug, he's learned by now that when God's trying to get his attention, you got to follow that thing.
Yeah.
He's learned by, how did he learn? By not following it. That's how we learn. How did he learn? He learned because the last time he didn't follow it, he got pretty sick.
Right.
He learned to follow that pull. And he told Billy Paul, and he said, I'm not preaching tonight. You get him, you tell him to go ahead and preach. And he just started weeping. And he said, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. But Lord, if there's something you want me to do, did I do something wrong? What's going on? Billy Paul goes and gets a Coke, sits down, waits a few minutes, knocks on the door again. Come on, Dad, you got to go to the meeting. He says, I'm not going, Billy. Go on. So whatever, Billy starts heading towards the car. And or sits down or whatever, and Brother Branham just starts hearing somebody speaking in German.
Right.
You all know what I'm talking about now.
Sure.
He starts hearing somebody speak in German, and after a few minutes, he realizes that was coming out of his own mouth. He doesn't even know what's happening. He didn't do anything to make that come to pass. It was just God taking advantage of his availability.
Yes, amen.
Somebody was there that was available, and he was sensitive enough that he could follow that.
Amen.
We can get there.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
We can get there, brother, sister. And he felt that. But then when he spoke in German, he spoke in tongues, that burden, that weight lifted off his heart. And he said, I felt like I could run through a troop and leap over a wall.
That's right.
I felt great. He went to the window and said, Billy, come on back. I'm coming to the meeting. I'm ready to go. And he went and preached. And he found out that night that a lady got in a car accident. And right when she needed somebody to intercede on her behalf, the Spirit spoke
to her. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Did he understand what was going on? No. Do you understand what takes place sometimes when God gives you a little tug? You just pray. Do you always understand that? There's times when I've been at work. I'm just going to be candid with you tonight. There's times when I've been at work and something just strikes my heart. Absolutely. And I just drop. Lord, what is it? What is it, Lord? I may not even know what it is, but my words, do you believe that your words yes. can make an eternal
Absolutely.
Impact?
Yes.
You know, we think about the spirit realm a lot. We think that the spirit realm is something we don't see. And there's angels up here, and they're telling us what to think, and they're telling us what steps to take, and they're dictating our lives, and we're just puppets. But the Bible teaches us that actually we have the power to dictate that realm.
Amen. Right.
Oh, man, I don't know if any of y'all believe that. But we have the power to dictate that realm,
Absolutely.
Brother, sister. We, Amen. By what we think, by the atmosphere we create, by the words that we speak,
yes, Lord Jesus.
We can bring life and bring death.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
It's true. We can box God out or we can bring him right back in.
Amen.
Just by what you think and by what you say. See, I want to regain that sensitivity. Where am I going with this? This is the need of the end times.
Yes,
we need to return back to a place where the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise
it was
God.
A pull. It was a tug. You know, the prophet said Jesus was driven to the cross. It wasn't like my people have been lost and I know they need a Savior, so I better go do it. Right? That wasn't it. Though that would have been right. That would have been good, but that wasn't it. It was because the prophet said he was driven. In his heart, there was a love. Love drove him to the cross. Love made him. He could have spoke.
Sure. Preach, brother.
He could have said, be made whole again, and we could have been fine. But he had to express that burden in his heart, and that's what he did.
Amen. Praise God.
He was driven to do it. I remember one time I was off of work, and this was, the Lord had just called me, and I had just gotten off of work. I didn't have a car or anything like that. And I was riding the bus, and I was getting off the bus, and I just felt that thing that we're talking about. I don't know where we're going tonight. I just got to go with it. I just felt that tug. I felt that pull. And the farther I got from it, the more I felt it. Now you know when somebody's trying to get your attention. The farther I walked away, I just felt it. I said, Lord, is there something you want me to do? And I heard as clear as day, go to such and such's house. I don't need to name them just in case, on the off chance they hear. Go to such and such's house. Now, I have not been to these people's house since I was in sin. And it had been years. And I used to do some sinful things with these people. So for me to go to this place, this is not sounding good. Plus, it's dinner time and I'm hungry. And who goes to a stranger's house after years of not seeing them at dinner time and knocks on the door like, hey, I need to talk to you a few times? Who does that? Is that socially acceptable? No way.
That's right.
God didn't ask us to be socially
That's right.
acceptable.
That's right, brother.
is that acceptable politically? Of course not. But so I said, no, forget that. Right? I'm learning not to do that by now.
Right.
But I said, no way. And I walked, and the Lord said, go to such and such's house. And I heard it clearly. So I said, in the name of the Lord, I go.
Amen. That's it.
Whatever. Okay, I'm dead to myself. I'm
That's
supposed
right,
to be anyway.
That's
I
right.
knock on the door. I haven't seen this person in years. She says, come in the house. Come on in. Wow, surprise. What a thing, you know? And we come and we sit in the house. I'm like, bring everybody out here. I need to talk to you guys. And brother, she just starts getting emotional. She's like, God has been waking me up in the middle of the night, trying to get my attention. Brother, sister, something came over me, and I was like, your time is really short right now. And she raised up in the table, and she said, don't you ever tell me that unless God tells you to tell me that. And I said, he just told you that.
Right.
And I left her. I don't know what's become of her, but what I'm telling you, brother, what if I didn't follow that? See, what if that didn't, see, sometimes we need to ask God to force us to do what he wants us to do. Amen. Oh, God, I'm not trying to preach legalism tonight. I know we all miss it all the time, but I'm trying to encourage you to get a hunger for that.
Yes.
Amen.
Because that's what we need, to get a hunger for that over again. Another, just while it comes to my mind, another time I was getting off the bus, and there was a lady on the bus with a sick kid. And I felt that thing again. Here it comes. Right? Here it comes again. I felt that tug. And I knew the Lord wanted me to talk to her. And I just said, forget it. You know, because I'm stubborn, because we all are stubborn.
Yeah, sure.
I'll confess it.
Amen, brother.
And I pull the thing to get off the bus, and she gets off at the same exit. And I'm like, oh, my Lord. Help me. Right? So I kind of back off because I don't want this woman to think I'm stalking her or something. You know, so I let her go in her house and I just go home. And I'm like, no, forget it. I'm not doing stuff like that, Lord. I don't think so. So I feel totally condemned. I'm like, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I know you forgive me. Please forgive me. And my phone rings. And it's some Christian television station. I don't even know how they got my number. They called me and they said, can I pray with you? And I said, please do. Please pray with me. By all means, prayers, we're never out of the will of God when we pray. Right. Can I pray with you? Sure, go ahead. She said, immediately, bless every neighbor that he comes into contact with in the name of Jesus. And she was right up the street from me. And I hung that phone up and I said, okay, Lord, I got it. You know, God has a way of making you know what he wants you to do. Thank God he does that.
Hallelujah.
Thank God he does that.
Amen.
But see, we just want to get that place back where God can lead us. It's not that God doesn't lead people anymore. It's that God needs somebody who's available.
Right.
Amen, brother.
God will not meet your wants. He'll meet your needs. Praise the mighty name of the Lord, brother, sister. Let's stand tonight. I hope I haven't held you too long. Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight, Lord God, that you're a high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Lord Jesus, that you know everything that's in the shelf of our hearts and in our minds and on our meditation. Lord, that you see everything that we have need of. And Lord, I'm asking you tonight, Lord, if there be anybody in here that has felt the sword of the word of the Lord kind of touch them as it were, I ask you to mend their heart tonight and show them that you're trying to get your people back to a place where we're available enough that we can yield to your spirit and be used by your power, Lord Jesus. And we're not looking for some great move or some great revival because your prophet told us about those things, but we're just looking for a simple, simple character that'll get us to escape this place, Lord. And Lord, while every head is bowed tonight, my head bowed also, Lord, I pray, Lord Jesus, that if there's anyone in here tonight that God has been tugging on their heart, you know, it's time to really make this serious, my son. It's time to really make this serious, my daughter. It's not about church, though I bless you in the church. It's not about church, though I can move in the church. But I want to move in the times outside of the church.
Yes. Yes.
And Lord, I open my heart to that. I want to have the testimony that Brother Branham had, Lord. And I believe that all of us had, that we see your hand even more so outside of the tabernacle than we do in, Lord. I pray that this little church would be an equipping house, Lord God, where the people of God come to receive the weaponry that they need to go out of here and use it for your glory, Lord God. I pray over this church in the name of Jesus, Lord, that this place would expand over this whole city to the extent that the light would shine. If there's any seed left in this area, bring them to this place, Lord God, and let them sit under this ministry in the name of Jesus. Heal our hearts, Lord. Heal the sick, Father God. Build our faith. And most of all, Lord, forgive our shortcomings. We need your grace. And we need your blood, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. As your pastor comes. you feel the need to prayer tonight, the Lord is here. Amen. The Lord is here. Believe the Lord is able to touch you right now. You believe the Lord is here. You believe the Lord can change it right now. You don't have to go this moment forward. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes, Lord
Father,
God,
we come before your presence right now for our sister.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you said in your word that wherever two or three agree and they touch any one thing, Lord, that it shall be done. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask your presence to
yes,
fill
Lord
this
God.
Sister.
Yes, Lord.
And we rebuke the spirit of infirmity that's
Satan,
trying to
liar.
Come on her.
Come out
in the name
Jesus
of
Christ.
Jesus, nothing but health, nothing
yes,
but life,
God,
nothing but peace. Nothing but
Jesus
power, nothing but the anointing of God rest
Jesus
upon my sister. In the name of the Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Thank
receive
you, for
it,
Lord.
Sister.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord
praise
Jesus.
The name
oh,
of God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Softly, all reverence God's presence right now. I just feel led to let the Spirit do as He pleases. Don't be afraid of Him now. That's Him.
Amen.
And I know it's a fearful thing to the flesh, but the soul, that's what we need. It's the presence of God that would come and expose all the darkness that's in us. He doesn't come to condemn you. He comes to show you there's an atonement made for you. He shows it to you so you'll just repent. Then He can set you free. Hallelujah. Yield yourself to the Spirit. Worship Him with all your heart.
Hallelujah.
I know the Spirit of God's here.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
We'll never be any closer to God than this right here. Hallelujah.
Never forsaken us.
We've heard tonight, you must wait on the Lord. I ain't dismissing yet, church. So the Lord's not done.
Oh, yes, Lord.
If you're in bondage, it's your own fault. There's no reason to leave in bondage.
Yes, amen.
When the deliverer has come to set you free. When God knew there would be a need, He had a provision for that need, and He gave it to us in the message of the hour. And that this message does live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've got to worship. You've got to praise Him. You've got to give Him your heart. It's not time to wait for one another to do something. God's waiting on you to love Him. He's waiting on you to die to sin. He's waiting on you to lay down your life and say, God, I will worship You. I will praise You. I will obey You no matter what anybody does. Let each one turn their back on this word. I'll never leave you, Lord. I'll never forsake you because you promised you'd never leave me.
Yes,
Lord
Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 As the prophet said, the Spirit of the Lord dwells in the service. It's just a big cloud, a mist over the people, waiting for a soul to enter in that he might use. Hallelujah. Does he want you to pray for someone that's in the building? Does he want you to pray for a loved one that's away? Does he want to use you in a mighty move of God? You've got to lose your own mind and just take his. Don't reason with God. Believe him. If God gives you a supernatural thought, it's because that thought is to be produced. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Yield yourself, church. I'm telling you, the Lord wants to do something right here. Don't grieve his presence. We wait on him, but the second he tells you to do something, that's the time to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise your name.
Worthy is the Lord.
Oh, praise you, Father.
Yes, worthy is the Lord.
And we praise you.
Lord God, you are holy,
Father.
Fill us afresh, O God, even tonight.
Oh, praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost.
Take away every hindrance.
And fire, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Set thy people free in every way, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Father, we praise you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, to the Lamb.
Thus saith the Almighty God, I that know the thoughts of the heart, I have seen what you think, I know what you have said. Where is the God of Elijah? Where is the God of this prophet? I say unto you, my people, I have never left you. I am in thy midst, but thou hast looked too high, thou hast looked too lofty. Look down low, I say unto thee. When I came the first time, they didn't see me. What makes you think it'd be different now? But I come in the way of love to show you that I will bestow upon you all of thy needs according to my riches and glory. Thou must look down to the ground from where thou art come, that I might rise you to the sky to be with me.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Lord, we're sorry, Father, that you've been with us and we just let you sit in the corner and don't love on you and don't pay any attention. God, have mercy on us. Jesus, we pray together, Lord, that you'll wipe us clean. That, Lord, you'll help us, Lord, to be what was spoken today. People that just love you. People that listen when you talk. People that don't have to serve you, but Lord, we just want to with all our hearts. Oh God, restore unto us the joy of our salvation. Restore to us our first love where we were when you first revealed yourself to us. Oh God, may every chain of unbelief, every chain of doubt, may it leave us now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for this congregation that they'll walk free of sin. They'll walk free of the devil. Any sickness, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. You're a liar. Satan, leave this congregation in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for healing us. We thank you, Lord, for taking care of us.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, we just love you, Lord. Oh, we appreciate you so much.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, that you're the burden lifter.
Yes.
You're the deliverer, Lord, and you're the same God today you've always been. Oh, we thank you. We praise you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Lord. I pray in this rededication of our hearts that in the name of Jesus Christ, this would be the last time. That, Lord, we would just rot out to sin and shame. Rot out to our old self. To where that old rotten carcass that we used to be can't even raise again. Lord, it's the end time. We recognize that, Lord. Shake our souls to know it could be over tonight. We think of our loved ones. We think of the sinner we passed on the streets. God, have mercy. Help us to be a vessel in the Master's hand. That, Lord, this world, this town, wherever we are, will be with no excuse that they've seen the living God in the hearts of His people. Equip each one that was here, Lord. I pray you be with them. Be with me as well. And Lord, help us to be real Christians. We just commit ourselves to you afresh. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just worship and praise Him. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about nothing. Give God the preeminence. Oh, you're worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, just worship and praise Him. He inhabits the praise of His people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise His glorious name. Oh, go look for some great thing. Look for the Spirit of God in your heart. Listen for that still small voice that says, I still love you. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
As I lift my hands in worship and to magnify thy name flow through me. Holy Spirit.
Oh, is that your only desire? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, in each one. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes.
Flow through me, Holy Spirit. Flow through me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Flow through me.
Thank you, Lord God.
Holy Spirit. Flow through me. worship and to magnify thy name. Flow through me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, once more, every eye closed, every hand raised. Worship him now.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you're worthy.
Flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. Flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me. As I lift my hands in worship and to magnify thy name, flow through me, Holy Spirit, flow through me.
We'll sing it once more. Before we do, if you do have a need and you need some prayer, please come forward. This atmosphere will change anything in your life. God is still the same. If you can reach it right there, you reach out in faith. Don't leave this place with a need tonight. The Almighty God's come to give us all of our needs. If you can't muster the faith, like we said, you can come forward. We'll pray. That's fine. But just don't leave with a need tonight. Christ didn't die that we'd have needs. He died that we'd be full. And our joy would be full.
Hallelujah.
Whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it.
Yes.
And you'll have
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. I'm not trying to keep it, church. It's the Spirit of God working in the hearts of the people.
Yes, amen.
Flow through me. Holy Spirit, flow through me. Oh, flow through me. Holy Spirit, flow through me.
Oh, yes.
As I lift my hands in worship, had to magnify thy name.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, praise you, Lord.
Holy Spirit,
Lord, pray for me. Yes, sir. Father, Lord, I thank you so much for my brother Colin being here today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray you equip this sermon. The Lord, when your Holy Spirit that's with the Lord that lives in you, when you would speak, Lord, he would listen.
Oh, yes, Lord.
God, that your word would be such a demonstration in his life that everyone would look and know
yes.
that Jesus Christ is truly risen from the dead.
Oh, yes,
use him, Lord, in his word, use him in his home, use him in the pulpit, use him in his church. I pray that this vessel would bring honor and praise in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Satan, you're defeated. You have no power, my brother, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that you always hear us. We thank you for loving us. I thank you so much, my brother. I pray this blessing over you, knowing it'll be so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh,
yes.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Emmanuel.
And I pray that my dear brother will be so full of the Lord Jesus Christ that he will look at this man as a poor, hell-bound creature.
Yes, Lord
Jesus. Oh, Jesus, even use my brother to show the love of Jesus in such a way to reveal all the stars from the angel in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your servant.
Lord, we thank you for
it.
Give him your eyes in the name of Jesus. Give him your mind in the name of Jesus. From this moment forward, Lord, let people see the Lord Jesus through his life. Amen. Anoint his household, Father.
Yes.
We break every stronghold of the enemy that's on his household in the name of Jesus Christ. No more unbelief in my brother's heart, but the faith of God may fill him.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I have a longing in my heart for him.
Yes, Lord. Make it personal now. I'm longing for you, Lord. I long for you.
Yes, I'm longing. Longing for Jesus.
Just for you, Lord.
I have a longing in my heart
for you.
Just to be near you, to feel your presence, I have a longing in my heart for you.
Let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise and worship tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Praise his name. Felt this precious burden. I appreciate what Brother Colin had to say. I decided not to ignore it tonight. I hope that was all right. Second Brother Thomas got done it, kind of. So, okay. All right. Well, praise the Lord. How many's been delivered tonight?
Yes.
How many's free from any shackle of the enemy tonight? Let's give him praise for it. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
What a masterpiece tonight. I sure appreciated that word. And I ain't saying that because he's standing right here, because that was God speaking. That was, oh my, I'm going to take so much of that home. I'm going to have to listen to it again, because I'm sure I forgot something already. God was giving me nugget after nugget after nugget, showing me I'm doing, I thought this thought wrong, forget that thing. I'm the Word made flesh. Forget you, devil. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we sure, how many appreciate Brother Colin coming tonight?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's been good to be in this house. We won't keep any longer knowing, you know, some people got to get going and things like that, but don't let these things go in one ear and out the other. It's the Word made flesh. And it's supposed to be in the heart of every single one of us in here. Isn't that what the Holy Spirit's been telling us? Service in and service out. You is what He's waiting on.
Amen.
Not waiting on this. He's waiting on you as the individual to do what He's called you to do.
Amen.
And there ain't no big I, no little you. You're just as important as us brothers standing up here. You're just as important as Brother Branham himself in the body of Christ. Each part has to come together or there's no body.
Amen.
Amen. I'm happy to be a Christian today. Well, like I said, not prolong the time. If you have to get going, that's fine. You're dismissing me in Jesus Christ. But we'll stay in worship as long as everybody feels led to. Do you have anything? Or do you, if you have something, sing.
When we get old,
God bless your saints.
Under. And